Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Wherever you are hearing the sound of my voice, I welcome you to Affirmations Works. And I'm super excited to be with you here today. I have missed you. I've been away for a little while. I'm back. I'm happy to be back. And I hope you're happy to be back and be here and be listening, because I want to talk to you about some things that are going on in our world. And I think it's really affecting all of us. You know, I think everyone can sit and feel the changes that are happening globally, you know. And it's one thing, and I'm not just talking about climate change, because that is happening also. But the change in what we call normal, right? In what our life used to look like before COVID, before all this craziness happened, right? What our life was like. And we're kind of looking back at that fondly going, gosh, when are we ever, ever going to get back to that, right? And the truth is we may never get back to that. And in talking to people, I have felt the anxiety and the concern and the fear of people experiencing this change. And so today I want to talk to you about having your faith and using your faith. And if there is any time to use it, it is now. So I am going to read from the Daily Word, which is a Unity publication, and I'm going to talk to you about faith. My faith is unshakable. The world seems to be changing more and more with each passing day. The changes may happen so fast, in fact, that I may feel shaken or even a little frightened. At these times, I am grateful that my faith remains unshakable. No matter what is happening in the world around me, I can take refuge in the truth, the enduring reality of God. At other times in my life, I may have placed my faith in the things of the world only to be disappointed. Worldly conditions will come and go. Today, I place my faith in the unchanging truth of God. I believe that there is one presence and one power, which is absolute good. My faith is unshakable and stands me in good stead to weather whatever comes my way. And so it is. And so just marinate on those words for a minute. Just think about what I just said and just think about what you heard. Because the truth is the world is changing. And the truth is that we are afraid. And people have different degrees of afraid. Some people are to the point where, they don't even want to go out the house. You know, they're kind of almost locked in, you know? And it's wonderful that we live in a technologically advanced world where everything can be delivered to your door. You know, you can DoorDash, Amazon, you can have anything you want delivered to your door. You do not have to leave your home. But is that really how we want to live? Is that really what you call living? You know, I know we can't gather in big groups, and I know we have to stay 6 feet, and I know we've got to wear masks, but I want you to find a way to still stay connected with people, because it's our connectiveness that is going to keep us afloat. It's our connectedness to other people that's going to keep us from going crazy, right? You can't just stick your head in the sand and go away and go, oh, no, I don't hear it. I don't see it. Because the world is changing. I don't think we're going to go back to what was called our normal. I think we're going to have a new normal. And everybody can speculate on what that looks like. Everybody's got their own opinion on what the new normal is going to look like because none of us know, which is part of the problem why everyone is afraid. Because it's the unknown. We are all looking into the face of the unknown. But what I'm here today to tell you is sit on your faith. Sit on your faith. That's what it's here for. It's not here when you get a raise at your job. It's not here when you say, I do to the person you love most in the world. It's not here when you deliver your first child. It's not here when you take home that puppy from the shelter. It's not here during all those happy times. It's here when you are afraid, when you're unsure, when the world is looking out of control, when your anxiety is sending you through the roof. That's when you sit on your faith. Sit on your faith. Understand and know that all this will work out as it should. And you are in the right place at the right time, right now. You are in the right place at the right time, right now. So do not be afraid. Do not feel unsure and anxious about the future. Know that whatever tomorrow brings, you can handle it. You will be okay. Continue to pray. Continue to meditate. Continue to take some time for yourself to nurture your spiritual self. You know, we always make time for dinner, don't we? We're not going to miss that meal. You know, we got, got to go, time for dinner. Make that same time for your spiritual development, your spiritual growth, your spiritual meal, which is sitting on your faith. And the way you sit on your faith is you pray, you meditate. You know, you believe, you trust. You put your eye on what it is you expect from the world and put your eye on the good. Know that this will all work out. Know that this is a moment in time. Know that this too shall pass. Whatever you're experiencing at your personal level, whatever we're experiencing at a global level, this too shall pass. So I'm so, so glad to be back with you. And I'm telling you, I'll be back here. We're going to have more episodes and more good talks. So I do hope that you come back and join me because I really enjoy the moment that we can kind of connect. And I, as always, I truly, I wish you nothing but blessings.